Welcome to part two, guys. Okay, so after we went to see WikiLeaks and our first panel session, we went to see Something Ventured, the film, which was basically about early venture capitalists and the early funds that they put together, as well as the early entrepreneurs they worked alongside. And it featured Apple, it featured Genentech, what else?
Cisco, Intel.
Oh yeah, I thought the Cisco one was fantastic. Really interesting. I didn't realize that Cisco was founded by Sandy and Len. I can't remember their second names, but it's a husband and wife team, which unceremoniously got turfed out pretty soon after they received venture capital. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I thought it was cool both to hear the history of these companies, but it really went into how the companies got started, like their very, very first steps and where they got their lucky break.
Oh, Atari as well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And just seeing them when they were so early on and hearing the fact that people didn't fund Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak because they smelled funny, or Steve Jobs put his feet up on the table in the conference room and had bad manners. It's quite funny to see the very personal side of these entrepreneurs that we now hold in such high regard.
And the fact that the founder of Atari, because Woz was still working for Atari at the time, he asked the founder of Atari, his boss, to see whether he could fund Apple. And he could have had Apple for $50,000, a third of Apple, kicking himself now.
So moral of the story is fund people even if they smell funny, because they just might start a company like Apple.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that it will actually come to the Edinburgh Film Festival, so we'll look out for it and post about it.
In the meantime, you can look up the Something Ventured website or find them on Facebook and give them a thumbs up. They really appreciate any support, and they're trying to get into universities' educational programs, so hopefully we can help them out making some connections there.
Okay, so the next thing I did was I wanted to go to Adaptive Path. Anyway, I went to a couple of crap sessions. I'm not going to even bother wasting time on them. It was really upsetting. And then, what did you get up to? Are you going to talk about?
For the afternoon, I just wandered around. I just bumped into people. Was excited to see Lloyd Davis, who he mentioned is traveling across the U.S. Heard about his next plans, and I think he's still waiting for a ride to get out of Austin. So I just wandered. I don't really
should we talk about the exhibition, or like what do you want to do? Do you want to talk about the exhibition?
Yeah, sure.
Right, cool.
Spent a couple hours in the exhibition yesterday, finally. Three companies I wound up chatting to were Tap City, and they're basically letting people play Monopoly throughout a city. We'll see how it catches on, but I loved Monopoly as a kid, so I'm just curious about that one.
I'm just like skeptical about any of these situations where you've got like gamification of like checking in around a city. What the hell are you gonna do with that data? Seriously, like why would people be motivated to do that? Like I think we talked about this. We have talked about this in our roundup post, but yeah, I just don't. I mean, the same with Gowalla. Like Gowalla and Foursquare it's been the first time I've used them properly at South by Southwest, and it's been okay. It's been quite cool in that I found certain things that I wouldn't have found otherwise. But it hasn't changed my life.
I'm not saying Monopoly in the city is going to be huge, but I'm just curious to see how it goes and what it's like. One other one, Life Craze, which basically lets you post status updates related to your fitness and exercise or active life, and then you award points to your friends if they're kind of being active or going for runs or meeting their own goals. I thought that was quite funny. Too much effort for me, but I think it could be useful for people training for marathons and trying to reward each other for keeping to their schedule. So that one's Life Craze.
Yeah. And then there was a bunch of other bigger companies there. MapMyRun was there, you know, Opera was there. Surprisingly large presence by Opera, surprisingly little presence by Android, and Google and Microsoft had booths, but they were pretty awful. They were like just a big screen and that was it. And the thing that I've heard mixed opinions. All right, I'll talk about this at the next thing.